Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, the chapter summaries, Antya Leela 13, Pastimes with Jagad Ananda Pandit and Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. In his Amrita Pravaha Bhasha, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives the following summary of this 13th chapter. Thinking Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was uncomfortable, sleeping on bark of plantain trees, Jagadananda made a pillow and a quilt for Lord Chaitanya. However, Sriman Mahaprabhu did not accept them. Then, Swarup Damodara Goswami made another pillow and quilt from finely shredded plantain leaves, and after strongly objecting, Lord Chaitanya finally accepted them. With the permission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jagadananda Pandit went to Vrindavan, where he discussed many devotional subjects with Sanatan Goswami. And there was also a discussion about Mukunda Saraswati's garment. And when Jagadananda returned to Jagannath Puri, he presented Sriman Mahaprabhu with some gifts from Sanatan Goswami, and then the incident of the pilu fruit took place. Once, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became ecstatic upon hearing the songs of a Devadasi. Unaware of who was singing, Lord Chaitanya ran towards the girl through thorny bushes. But when Govinda informed Sriman Mahaprabhu that it was a woman who was singing, Lord Chaitanya immediately stopped. And by this incident, Lord Chaitanya instructed everyone that sannyasis and Vaishnavas should not hear women singing. When Raghunath Bhatta Goswami left Varanasi on his way to Jagannath Puri after completing his education, Raghunath Bhatta met Ram Das Vishwasa Pandit. Vishwasa Pandit was very proud of his education, and being an impersonalist, was not well received by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The chapter ends with a summary of the life of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. Krishna vicheda jatartya kshine chapi manastanu dadhate fulatang bhavair yasyatang gauram ashraye. Let me take shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Gaurachandra. Mahaprabhu's mind became exhausted and his body very thin from the pain of separation from Krishna. But when Lord Chaitanya felt ecstatic love for Krishna, Sriman Mahaprabhu again became fully developed. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Advaita Acharya. And all glories to all the devotees of Sriman Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Chandra. And so in this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would taste various transcendental relationships of pure love in the company of Jagad Ananda Pandit. The unhappiness of separation from Krishna exhausted Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mind, reducing the structure of Lord Chaitanya's body. But when Sriman Mahaprabhu felt emotions of ecstatic love, again, Lord Chaitanya became developed and healthy. And because Sriman Mahaprabhu was very thin, when he would lie down to rest on the dry bark of plantain trees, it would cause Lord Chaitanya pain in his bones. All the devotees felt very unhappy to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in such pain. Indeed, they could not tolerate it. But then, Jagat Ananda Pandit devised a remedy. Recorded November 23, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Namo Maha Vadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Goratvishe Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Vishe Namaha Namo Maha Vadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Goratvishe Namaha Nama Maha Vadanyaya. Obeisances unto He who is most munificent and charitably disposed. Krishna Prema Pradayate. He is giving love of Krishna. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne. Although he goes by the name Krishna Chaitanya, actually he is the original personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna himself. Gora Twishe Namaha. And so I offer my obeisances unto Sriman Mahaprabhu, whose complexion is the same golden complexion of Srimati Radharani.